is Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice. And now your host, the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
Welcome to Rogue Talk. Sorry about the dead air there, folks. I had a little mistake with the board there. I got things straightened out. So I am Jeff Smith, the Rogue announcer, and sometimes not a very good engineer, apparently. But we're happy to have you join us here today for Rogue Talk. This is Rogue Talk for March 3rd, 2017. And if you're a regular listener, you know that we had scheduled to have Deborah Schnicker on the show. She's the lady that founded the Weimer Beautification Group. It's been several months back now, and they've had a couple of cleanups, but the last three have been postponed, and the one that was scheduled for tomorrow has also been postponed. And every time it's been due to the weather, they're worried about the next storm coming in may bring some snow out to Weimer again, which I'm sure most people don't really want to hear, but hopefully it's not anything like the Snowmageddon storm of January. But so we've postponed that interview. We'll try and get her on next month before the next scheduled cleanup. And so today, returning to Rogue Talk in a little bit here, will be Jamie Wright, the principal at Rogue River Junior Senior High School, and we're going to check with Jamie and see how this school year has been going and what kind of new plans they're working on for the future. So we're really excited to have Jamie jumping in at the last minute to come on to Rogue Talk with us. So let's get to some of the things going on in the community. Of course, we're in between sports seasons at the high school. I do have a little bit of sports news to give you, but the main sports news I wanted to bring you was, of course, baseball and softball seasons will be starting soon. And we have the schedule for our broadcasts, and the first game will be the 14th of this month, and that'll be at 4:30 here on 94.3 The Bridge. And when the baseball team will be taking on a Riddle and Days Creek team. And so we're looking forward to that. Of course, I will be providing the play-by-play for most of those broadcasts. And for certain broadcasts, we hope to have Pastor Gigline as my color, or we may even take turns doing the announcing. But when he's not there, we are looking for anyone interested in sports and interested in radio. If you'd like to have a little tryout with some color announcing or even play-by-play, maybe you even have some experience doing that, we'd love to get you on the schedule to do a game or two. And so if anyone's interested in that, you can contact me here at the station. The email is feedback@943thebridge.com. And I also believe, I'll check with Pastor Gigline, but I believe this broadcast schedule, we will get up onto the website if it's not up there already. And you can see exactly what games we're doing. We only have the ability to do one game at a time, and the baseball and softball most of the season they play at the same time, so we'll be alternating between the two sports. There's a couple of long road trips we won't be able to make because they're played on Tuesdays, and the game times are so much earlier than what basketball was. We just don't have the ability to get to those games. But I believe there's only a couple of dates that aren't on the schedule. Otherwise, we've got all the dates covered. And again, we'll be alternating between baseball and softball. And so we're looking forward to that. And again, the first broadcast will be on the 14th of March at 4:30 right here on 94.3 The Bridge. So I wanted to get that information out to you. And again, I'll make sure we get that onto the website if it's not already up there. Some other things of interest. I don't know if she's listening today, but I'll make sure that she knows that she got a shout out. I want to wish a very happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Lisa. She's celebrating her birthday today, so happy birthday, Lisa. And so the other little bit of business we have here. Don't have too much on the news blotter here for you. Got my newspaper kind of late today. The post office didn't have mine in my box yesterday, and then I left the house today and realized that I didn't have a post office box key, so a little hard to get into the post office. But I grabbed myself a copy of the paper and was looking it over on the way over here to the show. I don't know if any of you noticed. I believe this was last Friday. In fact, I think I was heading home from the show, and there was an accident right in front of Subway out there. And I guess I'm not going to be able to get all the details on this, but out of that accident came some arrests and some seizures of some guns and drugs. And so, I haven't read the article yet, so I'm not going to speculate too much on what was there. But I don't know if the accident was, someone was being followed by the police, or the police intervened afterwards. But I guess if you're involved with guns and drugs and other things, you don't want to get in a traffic accident. That's probably not a good idea, and it didn't work out for those folks. So also in some local news, we can move over to sports. I mentioned last week the only Chieftain wrestler that headed to the state tournament was Gabe Ishidi. And Gabe finished sixth place. I have trouble with that one. Sixth place in the state wrestling tournament. So we wanted to give a big shout out to Gabe for a great season and a great job at the state tournament. And then also over on the basketball side, the all league selections came out, both for the boys and the girls. And the Chieftain players that were recognized in the All-League honors were Aaron Hansen and Derek Pratt for the boys' team, and also Jesse Langfield and Maddie McCown for the girls' team. So we want to give a shout-out to all of them. And I don't have the date for I don't even remember the name of it, but there's always the local kind of all-star basketball game that they have down in Medford. And I know for sure that Jesse Langfield's been invited to that, and I would imagine that Derek and or Aaron will also be in that. I don't have that information in front of me, but I'll try and find that out if that's not occurring before next week's show. I'll try and get the information on that, but so we will have some representation in that all-star game that they have every year. I believe that's over at the, now I can't think of the name of it, so we'll move on. The kids center there, and so I'm sure everybody's, and the three people that are listening today are yelling at their radio because they know exactly what it is, but I'll get you that information for next week's show. But I wanted to give those kids a shout out for getting those all-league honors. And so that was all I had in sports news. And we're going to try again today. When Jamie comes on in a little bit here, I don't know how long she can stick around. She's got some other things she's got to get to, but she was kind enough to jump into the fray here with me and take some questions regarding what's been going on at the high school. But in the meantime, I want to give out the phone number. And again, I've got two gift certificates for Rogue Express. So the first two people, if anyone wants to call in today, can get a gift certificate for Rogue Express. And that phone number to call the show, if you've got anything you want to talk about, even if you happen to be a listener to Once for All, as you know, if you are a listener to Once for All, I've started coming on Friday mornings, and we're having a good time on that show, kind of digging into some of the current events and political issues of the day. And so if you were listening on there, you know, I was on again this morning. And so we welcome you listening to Rogue Talk. We promoted the show a little bit this morning. And so I wanted to thank Evan for having me on his show. And hopefully that's going to continue on Friday mornings at 7 a.m. And of course, the replay of his show is daily, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. And the replay is at 4 o'clock. So when you get done listening to Rogue Talk today, if you didn't catch Once for All this morning, listen to today's show. Of course, I'll be on there with Pastor Gigline, but you don't have to listen for me. It's a really good show. In fact, I try and listen to it every day. I usually listen to the replay. But if you're not listening to Once for All, you need to do that. It's a great local show, and Pastor Gigline is an excellent host. So that number, after all of that, getting sidetracked there, the number to call the show is 541-299-0498. Once again, that's 541-299-0498. And if you want to call the show, you got something you want to talk about, a local event you want to promote, or maybe you just, there's somebody in the community you think should be on Rogue Talk, give me a call and tell me what they're doing and why they should be on Rogue Talk, and we can talk about it here. Also, if you've got any questions for Jamie Wright, I can't guarantee we can get you on with her. She's got limited time today, but we'll do our best to take care of that if you want to call in. And we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll talk to Rogue River Junior Senior High School Principal Jamie Wright.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Radio without all that junk. You're listening to 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start in the NBA short schedule last night. The Chicago Bulls surprised Golden State 94-87. Bulls forward Jimmy Butler.
We're big on defense. Obviously, as you'll probably ask me later, they missed a lot of shots that they make. I think we all know that. They're down a key player in what they do. But a win is a win. We'll take it however we can get it for what we're trying to do right now.
Elsewhere, Phoenix stopped Charlotte 120-103. It was the Trailblazers 114 and the Thunder 109. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Flyers over Florida 2-1 in the shootout. Columbus 1, Minnesota nothing. The Sabres downed Arizona 6-3, while the Capitals edged the Devils 1-0. Rangers 2, Boston 1, Ottawa over Colorado 2-1. Montreal beat Nashville 2-1. It was the Islanders 5 and the Stars 4. Sharks over Vancouver 3-1. Kings 3, Toronto 2. This is SRN Sports. AP Top 25 College Basketball yesterday. Number 14 SMU beat Tulsa 93-70. Number 18 Cincinnati over Houston 65-47. Number 22 Wisconsin upset yet again, this time by Iowa 59-57. Major League Baseball news. The league has unveiled the pitchless intentional walk, a new rule designed to speed up the game this season. The change was implemented following approval by MLB and the Players Association. Managers will now signal the plate umpire for an intentional walk, and the batter will be told to take first base. Red Sox lefty David Price will consult with specialists after experiencing soreness in his left elbow and forearm. Manager John Farrell says Price threw 38 pitches in a two-inning simulated game Tuesday and felt discomfort the following day, causing him to be scratched from his first spring training start. He went 17-9 last season. This is SRN Sports.
Hello, Kubo. What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk, and joining me on the phone now, the principal of Rogue River Junior Senior High School, and of course that's Jamie Wright. Jamie, welcome back to Rogue Talk.
Thanks, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you, and I wanted to thank you for jumping in at the last minute to fill in the time slot for me. But we'd been wanting to get you back. In fact, we ran into one another shopping the other day, and we said, "Hey, we gotta get back and get an update on what's going on at the school."
Yeah, important places at the grocery store.
Yes.
Important.
Yes. Oh, definitely so. We all like to eat, so. So we're a little past the halfway point of the school year, and so I'm wondering, just kind of in general to start with, what are your takeaways so far of how the school year has been going?
It's been going awesome. I'm so proud of our kids. I spend a lot of time going into classrooms and seeing what they're doing, checking out what the teachers have created for them to adventure into. And I think I'm proud of their work ethic. I'm proud of the creativity of the teachers. It's been a great experience to get into classrooms and see them working hard and doing some pretty cool stuff. So far, I am pleasurably pleased. I think that that our kids and our teachers are working hard every day.
That's great. And this is your first year as the principal. So I had a kind of a two-part question. What things are really going well or working out maybe even better than you thought? And are there any challenges that you've had that maybe you didn't expect or that were not, you know, didn't go as smoothly as you'd hoped they had?
So I think as far as things that I feel like have gone incredibly well, I think that I have been super excited to see the growth in our brand new teachers from last year, and then the development and creativity they've had with their lessons. But then also our new hires this year, like Chris Allen have been excellent additions to our staff. And I think that I get excited to think of how it's going to be in 5 years when people like Hillary Days and Max Malcolm and all of these folks who just been here in the last 4 to 5 years when we're all 10-year veterans, it's going to be amazing. I've been really pleased with how our staff has gelled. My secretaries are like a well-oiled machine, just working super hard and helping kids and doing great things in the office. I can't tell you enough how awesome my staff is, and I've been super excited to work with them this year. We have a lot of fun at staff meetings. We have a lot of fun being goofy with the kids. It's really an enjoyment, and I think that is in part due to leadership from people like Todd Rose and Kelly Gibson, folks that have been around for a long time and have helped bring in these awesome new people like Lucerne Mota and make them feel home at Rogue River.
Yeah, and you touched on a couple of things that I wanted to get to, so let's get to a couple of those. Mr. Mota, is that the new music teacher?
It's Mrs. Mota.
Oh, it's Mrs. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Okay.
This is why I have you on. I need to find these things out.
Yeah, she's she actually does have her fiance, Chris, helps with the drum line, so that might be
That's probably why I was confused.
and they're both actually professional musicians that that have been working in the music industry for quite a while. So that has been awesome to have, like, real live musicians, in the sense that they know what they're talking about, they know how the music industry works. And our first concert is coming up in, before spring break, so I'm super excited to see that. But I've been very impressed with the drum line and all the cool stuff that they've been doing at basketball games. So it'll be great to see. She's been working down at the elementary school in the mornings, like getting up and getting a consistent number of kids to show up every Tuesday and Thursday to play all different instruments. So hopefully it's going to be exciting to see what she does with the program. She's 25 years in teaching music and taught in Europe. Like, she's going to do something really great with the music program.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and it's been a lot of fun having the drum line there, although I don't mm-hmm. like to set up my broadcast too close to them. It gets really hard to hear.
Yeah.
But that was always my favorite thing about football games when I was growing up, was all the drummers. I was, my uncle was a drummer, so I was kind of partial to the drums anyhow, but I really enjoy the drum line, so that's been great to have that going on, and it's great to have the music program. You know, things were kind of in turmoil over the summer, and we weren't mm-hmm. really sure if we were going to have a music teacher, and we talked about that when you were here last time, so I'm mm-hmm. glad that all, you know, came through, and that we now have the music program going up and going again.
So, yeah, I feel like I lucked out tremendously in this golden unicorn of Miss Mota that showed up, you know, in the clutch moment before the school year started. It was awesome.
Yeah, well, let's talk about one more of the new arrivals. And last time when you were on, he was on with you. But this time you can be more frank with me now, because he's not here to defend himself. How are you and Tom Grimes working together? Because, of course, he's not only the athletic director, but he's the vice principal.
Right. Tom's a great guy. He's got a big heart. And I think that there's been a lot of, like, learning for both of us, me being a new principal, him coming to Southern Oregon and being kind of a different culture than Eastern Oregon. And I think he's done a great job of coming into a scene, especially with the restorative practices, which I kind of talked a little bit about last time we were on the show. And it's a different critter, and it's a different way of doing discipline. And so it does take a lot of time and training. And I think that he has come in, he works really hard. He is a very kind man and has a really big heart. And it's been a great opportunity to work with him.
Well, that's wonderful. And my interactions with him have been great. I've been impressed with his professionalism and the way he goes about things, and of course he's brought licorice to the high school, so that's always a good thing. So I was looking at some of the things that, you know, things that we're kind of looking toward the future about, and I was hoping maybe you could talk to us about a couple of those things. Of course, one of those, let me know about what's going on with the Booster Club and the leadership. I know they've got some things coming up. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Booster Club is trying to do some big fundraisers and raise some money to sort of take the pressure off of coaches and all of those little fundraisers like selling cookie dough and all the things that athletes have to do in addition to practicing and, you know, giving up their going to workouts. And so they've put together a couple considerable fundraisers for the next, the 16-17 school year, but also for 17-18. So some of the big ones that we're planning, one is coming up not next week, but the following week, and it's a taco feed / air band. So the kids do their lip sync contest. The staff is doing their own crazy lip sync, and you can have a date night, get some child care, and come on down and watch. The kids put some intense practice in. It's choreographed. They've got props and sets. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I had heard one of the proposed plans for one of these air bands, and I don't know if it will come to fruition, but just reading it was pretty exciting. So it should be a great great night.
Yeah.
So what else have we got planned?
We're hoping to try next year for a fishing derby on the Rogue River. Somewhere in conjunction with in February with steelhead season.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
So we're excited about that, and hopefully it'll be in conjunction with the auction, so that the two can kind of be a partnership. If you buy a boat, you get to come to the auction and have that amazing Sam Herring shop pour coin.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, and that's great. And you mentioned Mr. Herring Shaw. Of course, I've had a couple of the kids from the FFA on the show. In fact, we've had him on a couple of times on Rogue Talk, and I've been super impressed with the job that he's doing there too. And so,
yeah, he is an amazing motivator of kids, and it's crazy the progress he's made in the program just in the short time he has been in Rogue River. We've been here at the same time, and it was really cool to watch it go from 5 kids to 100. And the banners that they're taking home, it's like gold medals in FFA land, and their walls are getting covered, and that's impressive. The hard work that they put in, they're up there in the morning practicing parliamentary procedure. They're there at lunch practicing their creed speeches, and he does a great job of getting them to bleed the blue and gold, and I think that's helped our culture at school tremendously, because they have a high level of professionalism and care, and they're great just citizens. Next year, he's going to be teaching what's called community outreach, and it's a mentorship program where kids will be going to the elementary school and working with Murray Reader, doing some natural resources stuff in the upper grade levels, and then in the lower grade levels, we're hoping to get them into the younger classrooms doing some, you know, ag in the classroom, so that hands-on science that the elementary school teachers are always, you know, hopping from one thing to the next, and it's so they'll have some extra help and planning and some extra help wrangling kindergartners doing some cool outside growing of plants and vegetables that they'll be able to see grow and learn about soil and all the cool things that come with that.
Yeah. And
growing their own food.
Yeah. I've just been super impressed with all of my dealings so far with the FFA. They've been very professional. In fact, I would take any one of those kids that I've talked to so far as a co-host on this show. In fact, maybe I'll move this show an hour later just so I can get one of them on as a co-host, because they're just really neat kids and just very professional. He's just doing a great job with that program.
The way that they speak and their speaking skills, like they've worked really hard they don't sound like your average teenage kid.
No, and I won't single anybody out, but I've just been really impressed with them, and they've mm-hmm. been, and they've done so well with their competitions and that.
Yeah.
And I know Michael just got a scholarship. We talked about that here on Rogue Talk, and that was a great deal for him. So let's get back to what you've been doing and what your plans are. Were there any other events you wanted to talk about? Otherwise, kind of let's talk about what you're working on for the future. Your 10-year plan.
The 10-year plan for Rogue River has been something exciting that I've been sharing in a few venues in Rogue River, and I'm going to talk to the Kiwanis and the Chamber of Commerce, because I think it's going to take a village to make it all happen, and I've got a lot of great feedback and involvement from the community already. I don't know if you knew that Farming Fish that's up East Evans Creek has been working with Sam for a couple years now on building a new greenhouse that Michael Hasey has done some research, and he's super keen on aquaponics and growing tilapia in an aquaponic system, and the wastewater from the tilapia grows organic vegetables like butter lettuce, red lettuce, basil, and a couple other, and they've done a great job of helping us facilitate the construction of a greenhouse just like theirs. So, or even Michael even says it's even his is farmer built, and this one's going to be pretty flashy. Actually, it's all grant funded, and Sam has done a great job of raising the funds to make it happen. And Michael got us some amazing discounts. So that is going to be built. This hopefully in the next couple of months and operational by the 17-18 school year. And from that, in the next 10 years, I would like our cafeteria to be using food that's grown on our property, to be giving some of the food we grow to access, and possibly doing some businesses that we can start making a entrepreneur class, business marketing, just using our ag program as a focus to have kids learn real world skills in science and in business.
Yeah.
There's a tremendous plan with our science department working together to have our new biology teacher that we're going to be hiring next year have our own laboratory, essentially, where kids can go do hands-on biology, hands-on plant and animal science. And then we've got some big dreams for the future of that.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I heard a rumor about, and you can confirm this or deny it, but it piqued my interest as I take my sip of my Rogue Express coffee. I heard something about some coffee being involved in one of the programs.
Yeah.
What's that one about?
That is. Well, and I think that's one of our other strengths is our visual and performing arts that we have going on. I talked about Ms. Mota, Mr. Rose, and Ms. Gibson, and it would be amazing for them to have a little tiny place in town where maybe some of that performing could happen. And I've been hanging out with Charlie Grenade and the Grace Baptist crew working on the possibilities of doing a coffee shop in town where the school would provide the roasting operation to make the coffee happen. My husband, Justin Wright, is kind of a coffee connoisseur / nerd and loves the process, and he roasts his own coffee. And he taught a coffee class when he was away in Portland working at the school he was a director at. And we've kind of gotten involved with this community group to help give a kids an opportunity to learn customer service and a barista skills, but also the opportunity to roast coffee and create a business for Rogue River Junior Senior High School. We have to have a business in the final years of our Gear Up grant, which is we are in our third year right now, and by year 6 and 7 we need to fund our own business to help keep the things that we put in with that grant money to help them be sustainable after the grant cycle ends.
Yeah. Well,
that's
an exciting thing. I think that's a great opportunity to try and undertake.
Coffee shop wouldn't be in competition with Rogue Espresso because it's not a drive through. So you
sure,
can come in,
sure,
hang out. It's a safe place for kids. Hopefully we can do some tutoring down there, have some open mic nights, get some of our kids' art up on the walls. There's a great group of people meeting, and if anybody's interested in joining that, there's lots of room for people to help contribute, and Charlie has been a great spokesperson for the whole project at Grace Baptist.
Well, that's good news. So they can get a hold of the school if they want more information about helping out with that. So, well, and you mentioned your husband roasts his own beans. I knew there was a reason I liked that guy, but now, now I'm going to have to send out the friend requests on all the social media because anybody that roasts his own coffee beans is top notch in my book.
I'll have to bring you some. It's really good. He does a great job.
Yeah, I look forward to that. I love my coffee. There's no doubt about it. And so, are there any other things on your 10-year plan that you're working on that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I think the what is one of the important components of it, and I touched on it briefly, was the idea of mentoring and having our older kids help direct the Chieftain way and how we as the Rogue River Chieftains, how we operate. And I have some grand plans for some summer training opportunities for kids who are interested in going down to the elementary school, but also mentoring up at the high school. I think our kids have great character, and I've been excited to have the 7-12 in the building because I think we've got some seniors and juniors that have been good role models for the 7th and 8th graders. But I think sometimes when you don't have a clear purpose and you don't have a clear direction, sometimes you just don't know what to do when you're doing the mentoring piece. And this summer we're working with another organization that's excited to work with us in helping get our teachers and our kids trained in how to be the best chieftain we can be, because as you know, every day it's a great day to be a chieftain.
Oh, so. Absolutely. I love that saying and still use it all the time. So, I guess one more thing that maybe we could quickly talk about before we run out of time in this segment, the bond measure. Of course the bond measure didn't pass in the last election, and we're trying to get the bond on the ballot for the next election, which is in May, I believe. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know the exact date, but yes, it's at the end, like the third week in May, I think.
So we've got
when the. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the next election, smaller election, obviously, right, doesn't have all the other issues there going. But we're going to have the bond measure. Tell us what that bond is intended to do. And I'll preface that by saying, as we mentioned on the show when we were trying to get the last one to pass, this doesn't change what the taxes were. It's replacing an expiring bond, and it's not raising your taxes. It is continuing a tax. I'm not pretending it's not a tax, because it is.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
it doesn't raise your taxes, because it's just replacing an existing bond that's set to expire. But tell us what that bond would help pay for if we can get that passed.
Well, I think the biggest and most important thing, and I can speak for the junior senior high school, and where I am most familiar with the needs. And I think that our kids are doing amazing things. I don't think in any way they do amazing things in the building that we have right now. But with the heating and air conditioning, particularly when it's really cold outside and when it's really hot outside, it does become a challenge to do great things. And I can only imagine that if the heating and air conditioning were revamped, I've been up on the roof flipping switches on 90-degree days in my skirt with my sunglasses on, just like trying to figure out how to get the system going. And there are rooms that are super hot, and there are rooms that are super cold. But I think that the kids laugh and joke about it. But I think there are certain times in the year when it does make learning difficult because you're worrying about your physical environment.
Yeah.
I think the other most important thing for me is that safety, where having the safety features that they could start working on, emergency lighting, if, you know, let's say that there's the lights go out in the middle of an evening event, emergency lighting on the sides of the walls. It also helps with the American Disabilities Act, putting in things for bathrooms and things like that, things that we aren't necessarily, it would be an excellent opportunity to update things so that I know when, if we do have students that have wheelchair needs, we're not out of compliance, but it could be a lot easier for them and help their learning environment if we did have some updates for that American Disabilities Act. Does that help you give an understanding of what's going to be on the bond? It's pretty necessary and important stuff, and there isn't much fluff in it. You know, we're not asking for like a new football field, when although we, you know, some would say we do need that too. But I think it'll be important to, I can only imagine how it would, our test scores, all of those things that are in just the learning environment would improve if the heating and air conditioning were fixed. And I know that that's even more important at the elementary school, where they don't even have any air conditioning at all. At least we have it sometimes.
Yeah. Well, and I think some people may discount the effect that has, and they may discount that, oh, it's not as bad as what people that want the bond to pass are saying. But I know for a fact that when they were discussing how to make up the 6 days that were lost to Snowmageddon, they took into account the fact that they didn't want those kids going deeper into the spring and summer, or, you know, the end of the term, because of the heat issue. So it really is an issue. It's not, you know, this isn't, nobody's talking this up so that it, you know, to get you to pass the bond. These are real legitimate needs that the schools have. And it's not, you know, without getting into the politics of how things should be funded, I don't think it's a lot to ask to continue with this new bond. And because these are real issues that have to be dealt with, you know, you can deal with the politics of it in another arena or another aspect, but the needs are immediate and they need to be taken care of.
Yeah. And I think that the most important part is, it's for the kids. And I think that we all want the best for our futures. And I think if they do have a good learning environment, it's amazing what they can accomplish.
Yeah, I think so. So were there any other things that you wanted to get out there today about what's going on at the high school?
I do want to give a shout out and lots of love to everyone that showed up to the Booster Appreciation Night and the Winter Sports Banquet. It was a great demonstration of community and support, and I love watching every sport athlete cheer on the other sports athletes. I think as a kid, athletics were a really important part of, to me, growing up and being a functional adult. I didn't always have the best adult role models, and if it weren't for my coaches and if it weren't for the parents of my teammates, I don't know what path my life would have taken. And I think in that community, what won state championships and got us to onto those special events at the end of the season was the support of each other, and that's what I felt the other night. And I send out a huge shout out to Tom Grimes and Paula for taking on the planning and implementation of it for this year, but I'm excited to see more of those in the future, and I'm excited to see the support that can carry out into all of our Chieftain events. So sports, I think in the next 10 years, I'm excited to see what we can accomplish there as well, and in the classroom.
Yeah, and I would echo your thoughts on that Booster Club appreciation at the sports banquet, because the words that you just used were almost identical to the words that were in a letter that was shared on social media that was sent to Paula and to Tom regarding that event, and it was almost word for word what you're saying. And I know it wasn't your name on the letter, so obviously it was well received by everybody. And yeah, the Booster Club is just, it's doing great things, and it doesn't take anything away from what the Booster Club was a couple of years ago. Those were where those folks worked really hard, and some of them are still working really hard.
Yeah.
But the new direction we've taken with the Booster Club and the new energy that's into it has just been really exciting, and we're so pleased to have everybody involved, you know, doing the work that they're doing. Well, it's been so great to have you here back on Rogue Talk, Jamie, and I definitely hope you'll come back. And
no problem.
Yeah,
one of my favorite things.
and let Tom know I'm going to get him back on real soon so he can rebut anything that was said here today.
Oh, he's a good guy.
I've been meaning to get. We were kind of hoping to do more frequent spots with him, but we never got that set up. But we'll try and work on that for next year. But I definitely will get him on before the school year's over, and I'm interested to see how his first year has gone too. So thanks again for joining me on Rogue Talk. Once again, we've been talking to Jamie Wright, the principal at Rogue River Junior Senior High School. And if anything she talked about today you're interested in helping with or being a part of, just get a hold of the high school, and they will get you pointed in the right direction. So thanks again for joining me on Rogue Talk, Jamie.
No problem. Thanks, Jeff. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. So that was Jamie Wright. And it's a lot of great things going on at the high school. And I've run a little late into my last break here, so I'm going to take a quick break. If you were trying to call in to talk to Jamie, unfortunately, the engineer that didn't get set up properly at the beginning of the show also didn't set up the multi-line system properly, so I couldn't take calls while Jamie was on the air. I apologize for that, but if you would like to win one of those gift certificates for Rogue Express, the line is open now. You can call in. We'll try and give away at least one of those if anyone wants to call in. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to finish up the show, so don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Federal Communications Commission says Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer has requested an emergency waiver to Jewish community centers and their phone carriers in the wake of threats nationwide. The FCC says that it will grant the waiver to allow the centers and carriers to track the number of callers who make threats, even if the caller tries to block the number. The government is investigating 122 bomb threats to Jewish organizations in three dozen states and vandalism at Jewish cemeteries. A man arrested in St. Louis is suspected in at least 8 of the threats. Thanks to several days of dry weather, crews are restarting a power plant at the base of Oroville Dam, allowing them to release water from the Northern California Lake without having to send it over a badly damaged spillway. That will protect the town of Oroville and downstream communities from the threat of flooding. This is SRNU.
Keeping you informed, giving you the good news. You're listening to 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimar, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
No.
Just type the numbers, 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Dennis Crowley. The Labor Department says just 22,000 Americans applied for jobless benefits last week. The Labor Department report says this is the fewest in nearly 44 years. The report says unemployment claims dropped by 19,000 to the lowest level since March of 1973 when President Richard Nixon was in office. The low levels suggest that employers are confident enough in the economy to hold on to their workers. Long-term U.S. mortgage rates fell this week, breaking a holding pattern that prevailed for more than a month. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the rate of the 30-year fixed-rate loans declined to 4.10% from 4.16% last week. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell over 112 points. With business, I'm Dennis.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. And this final segment's going to be a little bit short. We went a little long there, but I wanted Jamie to be able to get everything talked about that is going on at the high school. I think it's important, and I don't know if some of you know this, but if you listen to Once for All, I talked about it a little bit this morning. But this show originally, when I was kind of brainstorming this show, and this show's not that good. That must not have been a lot of brainstorming, but it was originally just going to be centered around the youth of the community. And of course, you know, the focus is fairly heavy on that because that's where I've spent most of my 15 years that I've lived in this area has been with the youth. But when Pastor Gigline decided to that, well, he didn't decide, there were some stations across the country that wanted to carry his show. He had to take the local stuff out of the show. We did talk local today. It was kind of a split show today. But we made it all about Rogue River. And so, but of course the high school is a big, big part of that. And that's what I originally was going to do. My show was going to be about. So of course, having the principal on is an important way for us to find out what's, you know, kind of get our finger on the pulse of what's going on with the schools. And I really enjoy having Jamie on. She's just a bright spot in our school district here. Her energy and enthusiasm for her job and for the kids in the district is definitely infectious, and it filters down to her staff and to everyone there at the school. So I just wanted to thank Jamie again for coming on today, and we'll definitely have her back to keep up with what's going on with the school. But also, because of that, or because of the planning of the show and kind of it's, you know, and in my estimation, it's definitely still taking shape. There's been some regular things I try and do, but I want to put it out there that, you know, if you have ideas for the show and things that I'm not covering, you know, I'd love to hear from you. You can email the show feedback@943thebridge.com and put Rogue Talk in the subject line. And if there's things I'm not talking about that you think I should be, or there's an event that you know about you want promoted, I definitely want to hear from you. I got a few events here in front of me I wanted to touch on really quickly. Of course, the community center dinner is coming up. The next one will be on March 17th. And that is sponsored by the Rogue River Kiwanis, and it'll be a corned beef and cabbage dinner. And of course, the third Friday, almost every time, the third Friday of the month is the community center dinner. Dinner starts at 5:00. The cost is $7 for adults and $3.50 for kids 10 and under. So we'll try and remember to plug that again next week, but that's coming up on March 17th. And they also have coming up in April, their high tea and fashion show is coming up. So we'll talk about that more as it gets closer. And that is it for the events I wanted to plug for today. But again, I definitely would love your input on what we can include in the show. I've started kind of a new chapter in my radio life. I'm no longer doing my regular job on Fridays to devote more time to this. So I'd love to make the show better, and I can only do that if you can help with that. And so I thank you for listening today, and everybody be good to one another, because Rogue Talk is over.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge. Listen to Rogue Talk with Jeff Smith, Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice.
94.3 The Bridge.
Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.